You're preparing for the podcast episode?
Yes.
Spontaneously? So should I start or should I wait?
You should start.
Okay, so hello and welcome to the Mobile Podcast episode 2, or season 2. And we are welcomed today by Madina and me as previous one. So, yeah, we just a couple of minutes before when we were just connecting everything and setting up things to place, we were just comparing our kitchen appliances from my childhood. I don't know if it was a prep thing for the episode, but we had some interesting thoughts about that.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know what to expect from this episode because Madina had some genius concept about how to move on with some part of it. But we have some, first of all, we have some updates from the industry. And this time I'm going to spare user acquisition. I'm going to rely on apps for optimization. So before I start with the news, I've got a question for you. Do you want some more time?
No, it's okay. I'm here.
It's okay. So the question for you is artificial intelligence. Okay. That's the topic of the question. But the impact of AI on different areas, things. So, of course, we know we have conversational artificial intelligence, but for example, do you like use AI for specific tasks or for generating things? What sort of like things you do with AI?
I use AI also for psychological help.
Okay. So it's like a like I have a session with,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like a therapy session with a psychologist, and you economy a lot of money, and you just get it for subscription.
Okay.
Moreover, I use AI for generating some pictures.
Okay.
Maybe also for... also for making different plans for weekly meals. Yeah, like what to cook.
So you just provide... I have ingredients in my fridge. Cabbage, tomato, onion. And it says you can make a salad.
Yes. Yes, but also you can dig deeper and ask him, like, I want to get some vitamin B, vitamin A. Made a list of products for me.
Okay.
Which I have, for example, in the fridge, but add some healthy products so that I could make some simple meal fast and yeah, fast.
Okay. And from like industry standpoint, companies use artificial intelligence for specific purposes. Do you have like any reminder of how companies use AI to improve their products?
Yes. For example, writing codes, even generating different apps, creation of different apps. And I even know that some people, they use artificial intelligence for writing codes for Telegram bots. And
Telegram bots are coming back.
Yeah, and also for gaming apps, they use to make it from the scratch, like from the scenario to the characters to the game performance itself.
Okay. So I'm asking you because, of course, more companies are... using AI for different purposes. And I said this will be connected to apps optimization. So the pretty much latest news we have in iOS 18.4, which hasn't been released yet, it's in beta, App Store is changing the part of the app product page where you have reviews. And till now you had just, you know, featured reviews. So you could see a review from a real person stating like 5 stars, 1 stars, and actual some text. And now for you US and English speaking countries, it will be an AI generated summary, which causes a lot of extra things for optimization in stores. First of all, when you use proper tools on the market, such as AppTweak or Mobile Action, you can see which of the comments are featured. So you know that there are in front of every refresh of the app product page, and you could reply to it. Obviously, you can make it like, okay, thank you for the comments. If it's a bad review and it's featured, then you can say something about tackling the problem. But now when you have an AI generated summary, when it will say, oh, users complain about user experience, but they like the buying process, how do you respond to that? It's like, there's no option for developers right now for a proper reaction to this kind of review, because it's basically generated like on some sort of and some number of reviews that have already been posted by users. So yeah, I think it would be much tougher right now to control the featured review section once it goes widely global.
Yes. And I think that maybe it will be harder. There will be more criteria to make the app better and better and better. Yeah. Like more reasons to work under the app.
Absolutely. And in general, also, I'm telling you about the AI in app optimization, because recently with one of the apps we are working with, we had an interesting discussion about how to implement AI into the workflow that you have for app store optimization tasks. And basically, we try to figure out what sort of things in app store optimization we can do by automation and what things we shouldn't do. Do you have any idea? Like what things we can automate using artificial intelligence tools in app optimization?
Answers to reviews.
Yeah.
To feedbacks. Yeah. Like make the chain of the speech of chain of messages.
Yeah.
Or triggered words when some word appears, what should be answered, how it should be answered.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the other areas where you can get help of artificial intelligence is to create descriptions based on specific criteria. Of course, you can use people that are experts in language. They can write such texts, but it is really crucial to understand that intensity and repeatability of the words inside the description must be held in a scheme in order to be seen by algorithm Google Play and App Store. So you have to repeat, for example, one keyword 10 times in your description in order to be visible during some searches. So of course we can create a template or an input of the text using artificial intelligence, because we can strictly say use 10 words of this keyword in different places. And then based on that, people, experts for specific languages can adjust them. So there are many things where of course, artificial intelligence is used for good reason. The news about the changes in iOS 18.4, I don't particularly, I'm not keen on such things, but maybe we'll see what will be the final product. It's only for English language right now, so we'll see if it's gonna be a global rollout soon.
But I will tell you in advance, I'm not going to update it. Update iOS because I'm still on iOS. Just a second, just let me check. Where is that information?
Settings general about.
Settings. I'm still on 17.7.
Wow, why?
Because I hate. Because after 17.7, there was an update with the changes in the gallery.
Ah,
which
yes.
Makes me being frustrated.
Yes. I hate this new user experience. It's what was wrong with the previous one? why Apple? Why? No, but no. Anyway, that's all from the news side. So what do you have for us today?
So today I will torture you.
Okay. And I'm gonna listen and I'm gonna interact.
You are going to interact.
Okay.
Yeah. So today the podcast topic should be guessing which app will blow up in 2025.
Which app will blow up in 2025?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which will hold the top.
Yeah. Top 10, top 1, top 3.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you'll give me like a couple of apps that already exist?
No, you will decide it by yourself.
That's getting tougher and tougher.
Yes.
Okay.
So, predicting which app will blow up,
mm-hmm.
It's the same as guessing which movie will get the Oscar.
Oscar, yeah.
Yeah, which happened with Anora last time. Did you watch Anora?
No, of course not. I discovered this movie when they wrote news about it and that it won Oscars.
So you need to watch it.
Okay.
To understand. That independent film. So there was no blockbuster budget, but they took Best Picture,
mm-hmm.
and they found their audience because they made some emotional connection with that audience. They touched their pain points,
mm-hmm.
and they outshined the big players. And the same happens with the apps. As far as I think.
Yeah.
Because we can take the example, BeReal. Do you know BeReal? Okay. There should be Zvuk Svirchka. Okay, so. So there was a BeReal. And it skyrocketed by promoting anti-Instagram message.
Okay.
Because it was sending some reminder every 2 minutes or every 2 hours, just taking a picture of that in that moment, picture of selfie picture and the picture of your surrounding, like there was collage of pictures, and there wasn't no chance to edit that photo or remake that photo.
Okay, now I remember the app you were telling about. Yeah.
It was posting the picture that you took.
Yeah.
And it blowed up some years ago, but I don't remember when.
Okay, yeah, I think it was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah. And still, I know that still people use it, but they don't use it right now as much as previous years.
Yeah.
So.
But there were like other also apps with similar fate. So you know the Meta Threads app, which is supposed to be a X or / Twitter competitor.
Yes.
And Zuckerberg told, like, after 1 month of this app life cycle, he told us, oh, we have like millions of users and we are getting hundreds of thousands every day. And it was partially true because most of the traffic at the end of the day was classified as bot traffic. So, and then also according to the data, the popularity of the app was just slowly declining after this first phase when it was just jumping with the numbers, and then it just went back to normal because it's kind of difficult for every app that is an alternative to the existing big app. So like Meta tried with Threads to compete with Twitter. For example, when Snapchat introduced stories, other apps did the same, like trying to copy the same concept. So either if, you know, the measure of success is, of course, the first like boom of users that come to your app and they start to using it. But then the key success is also to maintain those users, which is probably the harder part.
Yeah. As happened with Clubhouse.
Clubhouse?
Yes. Do you remember Clubhouse?
I'm very bad at apps. I work in app business. I work in app industry. And okay, just to prove myself that I'm really bad at it, you can tell me how much apps you have installed on your phone and I will tell you how much apps I have installed on my phone.
No, I'm not going to say it.
I have 76 apps.
76?
Yeah.
It's working?
It's the same section. General? General and about.
I have 65.
What?
I don't know.
I have like bare minimum. It's just I have I don't know. I have bank app. I have three banking apps. I have two Formula One apps. It's like why people. Okay, I understand my error here.
It's okay, and I have. I have 65 apps, but I know that minimum 15 I need to delete because I don't use them.
I don't have to delete any of those, so I'm stuck with the 76. That's bad. I was absolutely sure that you're gonna tell me, okay, Norbert, have 180 apps.
Yeah, I thought the same. I thought that I have more apps than you. I really thought like that. And when you told me that I need to see how many apps I have.
And so interesting.
Yeah, I can, but I have more videos and photos than you. And you can be sure.
Oh yeah, we checked that numbers, I think. Yeah, it was, you have 58,000 pictures, right? And more than 10,000 videos.
More than 14,000.
Okay, I have 2,000 videos. And 23,000 photos collected for 20 years.
Collected from 2021.
You should buy more iCloud space soon.
I have 2 terabytes.
You have the highest option?
Yes.
So, I got an additional question. Sorry for bouncing off of the topic, but it's really interesting. What will you do when you run out of space?
I'm trying not to think about it.
What percentage of users you have right now?
I don't know. I need to check. Right now, if you remember, afternoon, I said you that I didn't have 1.5 gigabytes in my memory. Yep. So right now I have 5.31.
Okay.
So the pictures from my phone memory, they have uploaded to iCloud. But I don't know how many memory capacity I have on my iCloud.
Oh.
Just let me check. Maybe in iCloud there is some information. And capacity of my iPhone is 256 gigabytes. Because I have 2 terabytes of iCloud.
I have 128. And available 35. I can borrow some of my space for you if you want.
Thank you.
Airdrop some gigabytes.
I have 769.6 gigabytes free. I have used 1.2 terabytes.
Okay.
I need to clean my...
Yeah, you have to start thinking about...
Yeah.
That.
And you know that every day I delete like minimum 20 pictures or 20 videos. It's like my daily challenge to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not from the current day, but just in general, right?
Yes, in general.
Okay. So what's your average like gross amount of pictures you take every day?
Sometimes I don't take pictures.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Because I don't see you like, you know, like sitting and suddenly like, picture.
No.
Yeah.
My mistake is that when I see something, I can take not one picture. I can take several pictures from different views, from angles, different angles. Okay. Yeah. But then I don't clean it.
Oh, that was a nice side discussion.
Yeah, and also my videos, they are taken in 4K. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I do the same. It's like, I don't need 60 frames per second. It's just for this. Perfect, fine.
So, coming back to Clubhouse, did you use it?
No.
It was in pandemic. During pandemic, it really blowed up the times. It was invite only app.
Okay.
When you could join that app only with the invite link from your friend, and it was available only for iOS users.
That's super exclusive group.
Yes. And it was awful for me because in pandemic I had Android. Yes, and you know, not having such opportunity to join to that app, you start feeling like separate group of people. Even after when that Clubhouse became available for Android users, it happened after several months, which was also awful because they weren't available in hype moment.
Yeah.
And even after it, I didn't install it to my Android. I just was like, Yeah. But so there were only invite-only app. And it was really hottest thing during the pandemic. Every person who had iOS, they had to install it. They were sitting in that app. There were like rooms, which was created by the admin. And they were chatting different topics. It was audio-based networking app.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like audios. You know the voices in Messenger, in WhatsApp.
Yeah.
But it was...
So you can just only do audio recordings? Not, you cannot type?
No, only audio in real time. Like you turn on your audios and you start speaking in real time with that people. And you could be in the room with some celebrities, with some popular people, and you could talk with that celebrities. And I know that some people, they were selling their invites because there were only two or three invites possible from one person. And it was my university years. And I know that some people, they were making money on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we understood that there are many very interesting ways to earn money.
Yeah, and
nowadays.
Yeah, and why? Because there was the need. People were desperate for this access, and they were ready to pay just to get the invite link. And it was like new era of social media, but right now, it's dead.
I mean, there are so many issues with the things you said. Like, first of all, making the product exclusive to one group, which is a minority in most countries, that already limits your potential of growth. And then the second thing, when it's invite only, then I mean, I remember this was a concept like in mid, after the millennia, where like first social networks appeared. I remember we had in Poland a social media network called Grono, and this was only invite only. So people are just killing them, you know, yourself just to get an invite. So that was kind of like a very interesting niche to be exclusive to the group. Because there were, of course, some tools other that were publicly available, but they didn't give you the enough quality of conversation, enough quality of the service itself. I'm talking about like the first chats that were. So the first social networks, I think Facebook was invite only two at the beginning.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was invite only too. So, but now like nobody uses that system because first of all, if you're thinking about business, you need to think about like making tons of money, and you won't get tons of money from 10 people. You need to be open as much as it can be.
Yeah. And before going to the main stuff.
Yeah. So that wasn't the main stuff.
No, because we will be placing the grades, the marks, the points.
Okay.
There was a strange, weird app, Yo. Do you know?
Yeah, I remember. It was just, it was just word Yo.
Yes.
And you were just clicking, and I don't remember what it did.
It was sending you reminders with the word Yo.
Okay.
And it was only thing what was done by the app.
Yeah, I love the icon of that app. It was just a purple color.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
And it was in 2014.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it became meme. There were more than 3 million installments. During several months. Yeah, and as far as I remember, lots of people, they just started to deleting that app just one time because it was like, just any reminder, and that's all.
Yeah, exactly. I remember this. There was some months after App Store started its operation, there was an app which was called something like the most expensive app in the world. And you can download it for free, but you can purchase it, but for the highest available price for the app at that moment. And it was something like $999. And I think some people purchased it actually. And inside the app, it was just an image stating that you are the owner of the most expensive app in the world. And that was it. Yeah, so people buy it.
Yeah, and the app owner made a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of profit. So, all right, now it's time to torture you.
I like it.
Yeah, each of us will get 10 points.
Okay.
And we have to distribute them among the apps we believe that they will make it big in 2025.
Okay. So 10 is the highest amount of point, 1 is the lowest. Okay. And we can only just give one score to one app, or we can give like... So for one, it will be just 10 points. For other one, we cannot use 10, but we can use 9, 8, 7, 6. Yes. Okay. Okay.
We cannot repeat the repeat the points. And in 6 months, we will check back and see who made the best predictions.
The same as we should check if Facebook is listening to us when we talk classy about that.
Yeah, but we checked it.
Yes, we checked it, and I still don't believe it.
But there was a proof.
I know, but... Okay, let's leave it for another discussion.
Okay. So, you begin with the apps.
There should be the apps already existing on App Store, or just concepts of apps?
Apps that are existing.
That are existing. Okay. So, I don't know if I should start with 1 or 10.
We can take the amount of apps that we want. I mean, there shouldn't be 10 apps, or there shouldn't be...
Okay, all right, I understand. Apps. So I'll start with... with Timo. But I will not give it... neither 1 or 10. I'll give it a 5. Because I think like the biggest boom of Timo has already happened. So... if people are expecting that in the future, in the next years, in the half a month, 1 month, it will be still growing, I think that there will be other apps, and I have some in mind, that will be bigger than Timo.
And which one?
Your turn. I have to find something on App Store, so just give me time.
Okay, so, and there is a question. Can you repeat the apps?
Can I repeat the apps?
Yeah, for example, you chose Temu. Can I choose the Temu also? It won't be interesting, right?
Sorry, I don't get it.
I mean, you chose Temu.
Yeah.
And may I choose Temu also?
Ah, yeah, of course.
I think, or maybe no, because it won't be interesting.
Yeah, you can choose, of course, but that's, but you can give different points for it and stuff like that, so, sure.
I would give 4.
So close.
Yeah. or maybe even 3, because if you saw there are European standards that were directed to Temu.
Yeah.
That will reduce the volume of the orders from Temu.
Oh, I forgot about that. and the customs from European Union and United States. Oh, geez.
Yeah, and the same is happening in Uzbekistan. Because I read the article maybe yesterday, today, March 6th. I read the article yesterday that Temu was obliged.
Yeah.
So it was requested to be registered in Uzbekistan.
Uh-huh. As a real company.
Yeah.
It's like people are not agreeing to create a company in the United States. So now like, oh yeah, we're going to make a company in Uzbekistan.
Yeah. And lots of people whose orders were already paid.
Yeah.
There will be problems with getting them. For example, even my little sister, she's panicked with her order because she already paid there was already the date when she could get her purchase, and she's like, how can I get it? And okay, there are a lot of people who are in some kind of trouble, because as far as I know, she purchased some little stuff. But what about the people who purchased
a lot of things?
So that's why I would put Temu 3.
I think you're right here. It's gonna be a bad year for Chinese shopping apps.
Yeah.
So that's why I have another app, which I'll give a higher score. This one will be a gamble, but it depends on many things. But I think it will be booming. So I would choose Amazon shopping app. Sound like a boomer, but. And I'll give it 6 points, one more than Temu. Amazon launched a couple of months ago a section in their app which is called Amazon Haul. And Amazon Haul is, of course, a copy of Temu, AliExpress, and other similar sites. But the main difference is that it belongs to Amazon. So it belongs to US company, and it's... its main premise is just to ship the things that are much cheaper on the regular Amazon site, but much quicker. And you avoid this like weird stuff with customs and stuff like that. So it's a competition without any additional like ideas how to expand it. It's just a copycat of every Chinese shop, but targeted for US audience. And promises you to have cheap items and deals and, you know, coupons, all the stuff that you see on other sites, but, you know, with the additional quality, let's say, of that shipment from, you know, not Chinese country. I would be like super confident about that if, first of all, it wouldn't be restricted only to mobile app. It's only available on mobile app. And right now it's only available in the United States. So you cannot use Amazon Haul in Poland or in any other country. Because I think they're like trying to test if this is gonna work out. But maybe it is already past the learning period, and now they're gonna make a huge expansion of it on other markets, and it will be like a main selling point why to use Amazon at all, right? Because you have this little section which is not advertised or promoted or highlighted in the app, but maybe they will change the strategy to make it a little bit more visible. But yeah, that's why it's 6 points for it.
Oh. And you know that we in Uzbekistan we don't have Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amazon doesn't ship to Uzbekistan, and that's why when we order via Amazon, we need to have Wikishop account.
Yeah.
Because every purchases they come to Wikishop, and then from Wikishop they are sent to the
place.
Okay,
so I use 5 and 6 points, right? Okay.
5 or 6, right?
I use 5 and 6. 5 for Temu, yeah. 6 for Amazon.
Yeah. So now it's my turn.
Yep.
In App Store, I have seen the app of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Clearful.
What? What does it do?
It's the app guided journaling.
So like assisted, no, tell me a little bit more about it.
I just got to know about this.
Okay.
So it's an app when you can write your thoughts by guided meditations.
Okay.
You write your thoughts in the app, not in the paper. And it's like journaling, and mm-hmm. with a trend to healthy lifestyle, mental health, I think it can boom
Okay, and so I have like reminders on my Apple Watch, like two or three times per day. It says, register your mood. And I always dismiss those notifications.
Yeah, me too.
The most useless function of Apple Watch.
Yeah, I just ignore them.
So how many points you are giving to this app?
Maybe. So for Temu, I will put 4. For Clearful, yeah. I will put 3.
3, okay. Yeah, I would agree. I would give the same. Okay, so my turn back. So I am thinking about ChatGPT because it is still a kind of a fresh app, and we are now turning our attention to all the things that is happening on the OpenAI stage. So instead of like just, you know, having the conversational generative AI, we are moving into generating images and generating also videos. So I think that OpenAI will put a lot of effort in their app by expanding its capabilities. But also cited by, I am a user of ChatGPT app both on phone and my computer. And I see like it's updated like super often with additional new features, which I really like. So I think like right now it's still like a basic tool because it allows you to, you know, make a conversation, but it's still like limited. You cannot create a video, you cannot make a picture. Especially like in the pre or the like the pro, not plus subscriptions. So I think that with more effort put to this app, it will be much more downloadable by regular people. So I would give it a 7.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
So here in my notes, I make notes regarding every app and regarding of how we mark them, which points we mark them. And before you told about 7, before you marked 7, several seconds ago, I also put 7. Yeah, I can even show like here I do undo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you see here.
Yes, you're not lying. It's all confirmed.
Here.
Okay.
So now it's my turn.
Yeah.
I will just put 7 also.
Okay.
But I also have another app. It's about Trust Social.
Trust Social?
Yes.
What is it?
It's also a social network, but owned by Trump.
Ah, this one. Oh, I was thinking about the same.
With his presidential influence and with all this political stuff, political info poets, I think it will blow up. And it can even move former Twitter from their places.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking about the app as well, but I forgot the name. And I was just like browsing on my phone, like, what was the name of the app? And then you just popped it up with the app. But yeah, absolutely, I agree with you. This is something that is precedent for social networks in general, but also what I'm, not digging into political things, but digging into the expansion of like things that are happening right now. So I think this kind of app would have a wider audience also in other countries.
Yeah.
So this, like, the change, the movement of people from open moderated social networks to social networks that collect all those political thoughts and ideas, I think it's gonna make a huge impact.
Yeah, and also somewhere I saw the article that now they're working under international expansion.
Yeah, it would okay influence. So it makes total sense.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so this will be also my choice. Well, how much points you will give it?
8. Because so I have used 4 for Temu, uh-huh, 3 for Clearful, for ChatGPT I have also put 7. I'm thinking between 8 and 6.
Okay, so I will give 9.
So I will stay with 8.
Yeah, we're gonna be very close.
Yeah, and also I think that it can buy former Twitter, because former Twitter is
owned by Elon. Yeah.
Yeah, and they are like now best friends.
Of course. Okay, I have one thing which might be not so obvious. It won't score many points, but I have good feelings. So Apple TV Plus. Because of a huge success of their lineup of TV series, especially the latest one, which was premiered, called Severance Season 2. Mm. It's getting like the big like flash of news about how this TV series is great. And another thing which is very interesting, and of course a very obvious move and should be done much earlier, is that they released an Android version. So now you have an option to subscribe to Apple TV Plus on Android. So it opens a huge market for them. Mm. And, considering that when I look into the data, Apple TV Plus in the United States is like somewhere between the Peacock and the Sky Showtime. So it's like getting a little bit more attention, but with opening to a new market and like disconnecting the Apple brand from the service, that would be a wise idea. And of course, making an Android app is a smart move, but still, like, it's heavily branded by Apple, which could be limiting, and some people might think, oh, I have to have an Apple device to watch it. So it has great content, but at the same time, it's not still like complete with its branding. So I'll give it a 4.
I think Google will lose its places in installations.
Yeah, because of the switch to like AI models.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already in the second point, Google Chrome. First place, ChatGPT. Second place, Google Chrome. Third place, DPD Mobile.
Yeah.
I think it will go somewhere, maybe 10.
Wow.
No, maybe 4. 4 or 5. Yeah.
That's a quick change from 10 to 4.
Yeah, I mean the places in top charts.
Ah, okay.
So, not
okay.
Marks.
Not a point, okay.
Yeah, but I would give 2. Yeah, 2.
Okay. So I have... what marks do I have still left?
So you have used 5, 6, 7, 4, and 9.
Okay. So I give 1... to DeepSeek.
Why?
Because it was like a huge news. Of course, everyone was like talking about, oh, it's like a big ChatGPT killer. And like all the buzz was just going around this app. And then like people were just questioning, oh, but it's like a Chinese censored AI. And is it actually like making a biased opinion about something? Well, then just people just starting to not be like entirely sure about the content that is generating. I would safely say that like open source AI still is like a thing for a market, but this one will be still an app that we will be probably talking about in the next 6 months, but it won't make a huge impact.
I'm thinking, should I agree or no? Because DeepSeek is covering another set of audience. It's covering set of audience who cannot afford ChatGPT subscription.
Yeah.
And also it's covering the audience who doesn't check the information.
Yeah.
Who are not selective in using apps, or they're not selective in information quality, because I know lots of people who are not selective in apps. I mean, I didn't even open DeepSeek, but I have read and I have got to know comments from DeepSeek users, and most of them, they say that it's not comfortable to use. Some of them, they say that it's comfortable, but even if it's not comfortable, they use it because it's free, it's affordable for them.
And it's powerful.
Yeah. And also, I think that DeepSeek is prohibited by lots of American companies.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's why I'm like it won't get enough attention because of the restrictions in various countries. What's your score?
1.
Okay, so I'll go with Discord.
So what's your point?
I will give it 2.
Why?
I mean Discord is like a great app, but it's not for everyone. It's for people that like close communities. They like content that is meaningful for them, and without like this all like AI generated nonsense or, you know, fake news and stuff like you get normally on Meta, Twitter or other platforms, because like it's close community with people invited to a specific place, and it's like a oasis for people searching for their place. I know that there are not many like people willing to do that or seeking to do that, because most of the people, of course, leaning into open communities, but I think it will still have its place in the universe.
But you mark it with 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would love to have more, but I know that there won't be enough impact from the... It's the thing we talked about, you know, the invite-only apps, right? Mm-hmm. It's there from one side, it's their advantage. From the other side, it's their disadvantage, because we cannot get scale. But I think for Discord, it will be actually good, because masses like running into Discord won't do anything good, actually. It will do totally opposite. So I think it's better just to stick it in the scheme that is just following, but just be a better social network. I'm trying to think about what other apps, but I'd like to give something a 10.
So you have left with 8 and 10.
Okay.
And I have left with 5, 6, 9, and 10.
What happened? Okay, I can give the last 10. I don't have an idea for 8, but I have an idea for 10.
Which one?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of obvious. It's not like any, you know, something innovative and stuff like that, but I still believe TikTok will be the biggest social platform and app in 2025.
Yeah. And with all of this info poets, with all this news regarding who will buy TikTok, it just...
Yeah, it's meets. Just, you know, it's getting heated and heated.
Yeah. I was thinking regarding Discord. I think I have only 5, 6, 9 left. And I wouldn't mark with these points because...
It says too much, I think.
Yeah. And also, if you remember, Midjourney was exclusively connected with Discord. And right now, they are disconnected. Midjourney, they have invented Imagine prompt in their platform.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no need to have Discord account. And that's why I cannot put there even...
Ah.
So, Binance.
Of course. Nice find.
Yes, it will go only higher. And I'm putting... 6.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, that's a nice app. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you saw the news regarding Trump, that he will make a focus on promotion of bitcoins, of all this electronic money.
Yeah, Bitcoin, yeah. Of
yeah. Course. And also, why I have noticed Binance, because even in Uzbekistan, it's allowed, not Binance, something connected with Binance. Yeah, but under certain regulations and standards. But the case is that the market is welcoming this kind of money.
Okay.
You know that in top charts, HP Smart holds.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's always downloaded when you have to operate an online HP printer in the office or your home. It's like been for like ages.
But do you know which place it holds?
I don't know.
200.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So we have also Alibaba.com, but it's the same with Temu. I need to find something for 5 and 9, and you need to find something for 8.
I don't have idea for 8. Top apps, App Store. I have 8, right? Damn, it should be something strong.
If you want, we can replay.
No, I'm sticking totally.
Okay.
Okay. I have an idea. It will be YouTube. Why?
Okay.
You were thinking about the same? I'll give you a quick explanation why. Because YouTube is launching, it has already launched in US, I think, a light premium subscription, which will limit the amount of ads. It will not remove, because to remove the ads on YouTube, you have to pay a full premium subscription. But there's a cheap version of that, which you won't see as much ads in the YouTube. And people are like, oh yeah, let's do it, because those ads are like super, super... annoying.
Yes. They're really annoying. I hate them. the sets, because sometimes there can be 5 ads just in one video, and also there can be in video apps from that influencer or from that media producer. I mean, you are just watching the ad from YouTube, then you then you put like, then you click skip, then there is a second,
there's another
ad.
One
yes, then you also click skip, and then there is a blogger or influencer or media producer like, oh, you know that I'm right now I am collaborating with
another with some brand. Like all of the ads everywhere.
Yeah, and you're like skip. So I have only I'm also marking YouTube with 5.
Yeah. And I use my all of my points, right?
Yes. You are putting 8, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting 5.
Okay.
Why I'm putting 5? Because I have only 5. And
That's the beauty of scoring systems.
Yeah. And why I'm putting 5? Because there is a trend of being offline, and I think it will influence somehow on all of this video stuff.
Yeah, I need to cut from like the all life nonsense.
And people are tired from generating content.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Perplexity.
Oh yeah, of course. Shiver me timbers.
Yeah. Maybe Perplexity. But it's also AI. I don't know. Media Expert holds 40 in top charts.
It's about, you know, it's not globally available app.
Yeah. Maybe Telegram. Maybe
it's like I think we are imagining ourselves a new chat app which will be revolutionary in smartphone industry. And yeah, I think it's really hard because we did a lot of apps, and remember that probably like 5 of them will be successful.
Yes.
We set some strong brands, so I'm pretty confident about the choices.
But I'm thinking, to whom can I devote 9? Maybe Instagram. Instagram.
That's a classic one.
Yeah, because TikTok will be 10, then Instagram. Yeah,
makes sense. So you'll keep that, right? So we'll have to check it after 6 months. Okay. And what's the price for the winner? And what's the punishment for the loser? You said you were going to torture me, so...
I didn't think about it.
Okay. So we still have time.
Yeah, but I have tortured you with the choices.
It was very mind-consuming, and I had to open, the memory bank of app sections, which is a place where I'm not very often. So I feel tortured as you expected. All right,
Yeah, it was about initiative is punishable.
yes. And we close the circle. Bravo. Okay, I think we have all that we need. So thank you very much, Madina, for co-hosting today's episode. And you'll see you all next time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.